What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 8th of April. It's a Wednesday. It's nondescript. It's that day of the week that doesn't have a lot going for it. It's the day of the week where you're just about getting over your hangovers usually, or starting to think about doing nothing at work for the next 2 days because you're too excited about what you're doing at the weekend. But every day is a Wednesday at the moment, so they're all blended into one. And there ain't no fucking weekend, and there ain't no hangover. Unless you party hard still, and you're just like some people are. They're fucking drinking more, and every day's a Saturday. That's the fucking one. If you can afford it, you know. Well, you can afford it. You can do even that on the cheap. You just have to go downgrade your drinks from, you know, Chateau Neuf de Pape or whatever it is, wine, down to a bottle of Thunderbirds and Lambrusco, and then you can just prolong it. That's what you're having to do. Tighten your belt. Doesn't mean you got to not do what you would normally do. You know, from your lavish takeaways, you're now having to go down and order the same food, but Findus pancakes or fish and chips out of like Bird's Eye, the ready-made meals and stuff like that for £1 from Iceland. You know, you can do everything on the cheap. You'll get used to it. I'll tell you what, all these middle classes are all getting used to life and benefits, and they're all going, you know what, I can see why they do it now. I've been moaning about them for fucking, I've been grassing up my neighbours every time I see him in his fucking, you know, sitting and going out in his paint overalls to do a day's work, cash in hand, and then he sits around in his front garden all day, fucking getting a suntan. I ain't having it. I've been grassing him up, but I'll tell you what, he was onto something. I'm going to write that book. I'm going to start doing art. I'm going to claim benefits until my art starts to sell. You know, the economy's fucked now. They're just going to have to do basic income for everybody and just let everybody relax and enjoy the rest of our lives. We're going to be put through turmoil over these next few months. Hopefully, it ends, you know, it all ends soon. But still, there's plenty of misery to come for some people, which is a shame. And, you know, There's always good and bad. There's lots of good success. I've been reading a lot of success stories of people coming out of hospital because there's a lot of doom and gloom, and there's a lot of people who've survived, and they're telling you how they, what they felt like during the time in hospital and stuff like that. And it's a good thing to read just in case you end up in that situation, so that your brain isn't fried by all the fucking ambulance noises and all the people in all the Hamzat suits and all that all around you. You really will think you're in a film, and you're off to fucking, you know, off to places unknown, and you're never going to come back. Oh, fucking hell, what did you say that for? I was trying to think of something else to say then. Unfortunately, I'll come out with it. Petrol prices have sunk to their newest low, which is a good positive. But the irony is that none of us can go anywhere. So, you know, that guy probably like went off to buy some bread the other day for 240-mile round trip to buy a loaf of bread. He probably just got excited because he bought really cheap petrol for the first time. He thought, you know what? That fucking normally costs me four times that. I'm going to go and buy some bread in Macclesfield. Fuck it. Why not? I want to give my... What car was he in? That's a point. I want to know what car he was in. I bet it was a fucking Lamborghini or something. You know what I mean? Something like he really wants to get out on the road. So he just come... Yeah, but he's thick, because most people who drive a Lamborghini, even though they're rich, they're thick, or, you know, they might look the part, but they ain't got the fucking brains. Well, they've got the brains that they've made the money, but they might have made the money, you know, being a model or something. Doesn't mean you got to have brains, does it? So anyhow, I bet somebody just wanted to put their car on the road, and all he could come up with as an excuse was, oh, I wanted to buy bread, it was cheap. 240 miles away, I saw it on the internet. Well, you know, so people are getting arsey about fucking even bread. I mean, like, bread's not even that scarce. It's always there the next day. When I see it, not on the shelves at the supermarket, it's there the next morning. But some woman took it to heart. There's a thing going around on Facebook of some woman who, she missed the last loaf of bread. So she threw a pie in the fucking shopkeeper's face, like a frozen pie, not a fucking, like, you know, wasn't like a custard pie or anything like that, something soft. It was a rock hard frozen pie, hit him straight in the face. She got that pissed off, and then he ran round the counter, and she stood there ready to square up to him. She weren't She weren't taking any prisoners, man. She wanted that last loaf, but somebody else took it. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be on lockdown with her. I'll tell you that for fucking. I'll tell you that for free. She doesn't sound like a bad. I don't want to be on any Wednesday night, Saturday night, whatever, with her in the house. She just sounds like she's a loose cannon. Anyhow, I was going to say, drug dealers are getting around the lockdown by dressing up as joggers and nurses. So they're getting out and about, still doing their business. That's you know, you got to admire My vocabulary is a bit shit tonight, as any other day. You got to admire their. I thought it would come then. Anyway, it's a good idea what they've come out with, and it's going to make me think sometimes when I'm out and about whether I should stop somebody in the street and go, "Excuse me, mate, you got anything on you?" Somebody might look like a drug dealer. Hey, I'm not going to stereotype people, but it's always the way in the club, isn't it? When you start going up and go, "That guy looks like he's fucking selling drugs," I'll go and ask him, and he goes, "You fucking taking the piss? I'm one of the doormen." But yeah, so you know, anybody, if you can stop people on the street who usually, you might even just know that guy definitely sells drugs. He never, ever, ever in his life has been out jogging before. I know he's got something on him. I'm going to stop him and see if he's got any weed. And you probably fucking won't be far wrong. But the nurses one, that's a bit over the top because, you know, well, I suppose you're not going to get stopped by the police, are you? But if it's a bloke and he's dressed up, I know women are drug dealers as well. Come on, equal rights. But if it's a bloke and he's dressed up as a nurse, but the bloke, actually saying that, nurse is it's one of those words that is like, it's joint, isn't it? It's like you're not a nurse-ess as a woman. You're a nurse if you're a man, and you're a nurse if you're a woman. So I guess they're talking about not necessarily a woman in a skirt, you know, like matron. I imagine like that would be the thick bloke drawing attention to himself because he wears his wife's nurse outfit to go out and deliver, and they'll stop him because he's acting suspicious, and they find out he's got a big beard and whatever. So there you go. So if you that's the clever way. If you need to get some weed and whatever, you can run to each other or run past each other. You can still social distance. One can drop it in the streets and the other one can pick it up. But don't forget to wash your hands after. Don't forget, wash your hands for 20 seconds after you pick up whatever your drugs of choice are. Busted are working on an ultimate lockdown single. If you don't know who Busted are, you're in good hands. You know, you don't want to know who Busted are. They're a band in England that I'd rather not have pulled them out, actually. I don't know why I've pulled them out. I thought it might be interesting, but there's nothing interesting in that statement. They're just saying that they're writing a single. And I was like, I'm doing this as a call out for them to not write that single. We don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, and nobody listening to my podcast wants to hear it. Some of you now are thinking, who the bloody hell's Busted? There's another group called McFly, and they both was around in the teenage years. And when all the fans grew up and decided to do one, they went on to better music. They created a band between them called McBusted, and it sounded like a really fucking shit new offering from the McDonald's restaurants. And they weren't far different, to be fair. Former Coronation Street star Kim Marsh believes she has developed psychic powers since she's been on lockdown. That's just called cabin fever, or you fucking, you know. It is. I've been having some weird dreams as well, but she says she's been having weird dreams and that she thinks they've been coming true. Well, how do you know? You've been having weird dreams in the past couple of weeks and they've come true in that time as well. You haven't had much time for them to come true unless you're right on the fucking nose. You know what I mean? Like dreaming up the very next day and all of a sudden the whole day happened. I'll believe that. I won't believe that, but I mean, I'll say to you, right, go to bed tonight. And tell me what's going to happen. Go to bed. And then tomorrow morning, tell me what's going to happen all day. If it happens, I'll believe you. If it doesn't, and if you start talking about, you know, eating fucking strawberries in the bath with Billy Connolly, that's clearly never going to happen on lockdown, is it? So it's not you dreaming, you know, seeing the future, should I say. It's just going delirious. I've got to say, some of my dreams have been a bit wacky. I did nearly get up and write one down the other night because it was fucking right off the wall. I think it was like, I woke up and I was so glad that it was a dream. You know, one of them ones when you just fucking think, that was, you know, it was almost, I think I was going to die in it, put it that way. not from the virus. I'm not going down that road. I'm just saying it was like, it was heavy duty. And fucking, it didn't look like there was a happy ending, put it that way. And then I woke up because I needed a piss. Oh my God, that piss was like the hero come to save my life. He'd like saved me from certain death. And I woke up and I was like, oh, fucking... amazing. It was all a dream after all that. But I nearly wrote it down. I can't remember what it was. If you don't write it down right there and then, you've lost it. Here's a woman who lived a nightmare. She unwittingly turned down a free £13 million Van Gogh painting. And she saw it sell for £13 million. She nearly had it from a garage sale where people were giving stuff away. And she saw it. And they said to her, it was a load of shit and it was all covered in dust and everything. And it was, they said, oh, I don't have that. Why don't you just have this really nice brass bell instead? And she said she picked up the bell and took that instead. And since that, she saw this painting go for sale for £13 million, excuse me. Can you imagine that? I mean, I buy and sell stuff for markets and whatever. And I'm like the fucking... I can't even let... If I think there's something in it and everybody's told me now there's nothing in it, but I just think... I've got a painting upstairs that I paid £100 for and I could have done with the £100 back. I took it to every auction. I thought it looked the bollocks and I thought that has got to be. And no auction would take it in. They just said, no, it's not worth anything. And I was like, and I haven't been able to sell it because I just think it is worth, I think there is something in it. So I just thought I can't sell that because one day I'm going to see that turn up at an auction for a fucking ton of money. One of these sleeper paintings, you know, like people who look for them. There's people who are professionals and they look for people's mistakes like that. When you let a painting go for nothing, they go and do all the research and put a name to it and make all the money. And this painting's that good, I can't let it go. It's probably worth fuck all, but there you go. I'm stuck with it now. But saying that, I just saw that there's a van's been... some people have been nicked who have their van. They've had their van... the police stopped them in a van and it found out that it was full of stolen goods. Loads, like, how much was it? I've lost the piece of paper now. Hundreds or thousands of pounds of stolen goods from around this area. And my van was nicked the other week with a load of stuff in it. And I'm hoping, I've just saw that, and I'm hoping that my stuff might be amongst all that stuff. So I've got to get in touch with the police tomorrow and see. Fingers crossed. But they're saying it had, like... about 15 grand's worth of stuff that's been stolen over the past few months around Surrey and Sussex. Oh, I'll tell you what, that would make my day if it has. Because I had a fucking about 2 grand's worth of stuff in the back. Not much, but, you know, I could do with that under this lockdown. I've been looking on the internet. I'm hoping that something turns up on there, but it hasn't yet. So if anybody sees 2 Coca-Cola freezers, they're mine. Don't buy them, but I'll be taking them back. Because I've put them, the photographs are with the police, so if they turn up in anybody's hand, and I'm waiting, because some, unfortunately, they'd have sold them to somebody, and the person they've sold them to will put them for sale on the internet, and then I'll go, they're mine, and they're going to be the loser, unfortunately, because I hope that they stolen goods in it, so it's mine at the end of the day. Anyway, I got off topic there. Stop talking about yourself, Wayne. Let's get back to... Well, that was news because the van was... so if anybody else is listening and you've had stuff nicked in those areas, it might be in the back of that van. David Icke has got his name back out in the fucking news, isn't he? David Icke's doing the rounds. If you don't know who David Icke is, again, you don't want to, or you don't really, doesn't really matter. He's just an eccentric who thinks that the Earth is populated by... but are run by aliens, I think. People dressed up. Remember that program V, where they were just normal people, and then until somebody realised that they were all reptiles underneath. He thinks people are that, and I don't even think he's a Scientologist because they think that as well, don't they? Something along those lines. Anyway, he's out and about saying that the coronavirus is linked to 5G. I don't know what is... You have to check him out on YouTube if you fucking want to... can be bothered to buy into that. But I just thought it was funny that he's back out and about. He's just jumped onto that situation to get his name out of there. And I was wondering, where the hell's Yuri Geller? I would have sworn Yuri Geller would have been out. He's lying low because he knows he's fucking spoon-bending. Can't do anything under the coronavirus. He normally comes out and uses any situation to get his name in the paper, to sell his name. Yuri Geller, he's going to use the power of his mind to cure everybody. I thought he would have come out and said, but he knows that everyone's going to see him for the charlatan that he is. I've tried to do that. I tell you what, I've even seen some people who do that spoon bending and they tell you how to do it. You can look on YouTube and that. They tell you how to do it. And you got to like rub spoons in a certain way and like heat up your fingers and whatever. I remember I tried for hours trying to do it and I couldn't do it. So it's still a good skill. But it's not, you know, you were never sent down with, you know, if your goal in life was to bend spoons, it's hardly like, you know, you were put down here by God or given special powers over everybody else. And all you do is use it to bend spoons. You're not using it wisely. You know, you should be fucking coming out and sorting out this virus. Go and put you and with all the other so-called charlatans that have got all the powers, get together and fix this fucking situation we're in. No, because all you can do is bend spoons. Right. Check him out if you don't know who Yuri Geller is. He's from Israel. Speaking of Israel, there's a guy who, Comer Cropper, there's a guy who was the Israel's health minister, I think he was, and he said that the coronavirus was an affliction that's been put down against people who are homosexual. Well, what did he say? Let me get it right. Oh, bollocks. There's a piece of paper. Okay, here it is. Israel's health minister said that the COVID punishment is a punishment for homosexuality, for people who test positive. It's a punishment for homosexuality, and he has tested positive. Well, we got there in the end. So there you go, egg on his face, because now we all know that he's been giving blokes blowjobs. Either that or he's talking bullshit. And I would like to see that suggest that it's the latter of the two. And probably now, he probably fucking will come out and say the same. No, honestly, I'm not gay. I'm fucking completely anti-gay. I'll take what I've said back. God didn't say that and whatever else. So there you go. Embarrass yourself, haven't you? Always fucking be careful what you say, because there's nothing better than when he comes back and smacks you in the face like that. You know, it fucking embarrasses you in front of the fucking world. I'm going to say, right, I think I'm running out of time. And I'm running out of... I've not put these in any kind of order. I've just ripped them out and unfortunately I've lost me marbles, my place. A new procedure can stop severe depression in just 3 days. Well, fucking, can we have that delivered to every house just in case we need it over the next few weeks, please? It's a landmark form of magnetic stimulation, pinpoints a part of the brain which is overactive in people who are depressed. It worked in 9 out of 10 patients. Okay, well, that's all right. If it does, it tripled the amount of pulses in the brain. After treatments, none of the 21 patients reported having suicidal thoughts, and 19 scored... What, as in like a side effect, or did they go in that way? 19 scored as non-depressed. Well, that's a good... But, I mean, you know, I'd like to see it, because they've been fucking using electric shock treatment on people for years, and they've been fucking, you know, they've been putting people to sleep and wiring them up to the mains electricity and just fucking blasting people, fucking people's brains up, saying that it cures depression. And I know firsthand that it didn't cure any of the people that I know that have had that treatment of depression, let's put it that way. And you can't go near them now because the fucking your hair will stand on end. what are you going to say? People from, I think I'm going to leave it there. I've run out of, I did have something else to say. Oh, I'm going to finish up on this one then. Chronicles of Narnia. The drug gang who hid their stash in the house next door, which they entered through a wardrobe. So police found 253 cannabis plants and 5K of leaves through the wardrobe into the next door's garden. Does the next door neighbour know about it? That's the fucking question. Because regardless, they've come for the plants. They must have been because of all the heating and whatever else. So it doesn't matter if it's in the next door, does it? I suppose if you get raided, yeah, but you know, they'll have a look around, but they've probably come because they've heard there's a, or they've seen like massive use of electricity. Unless you're doing a home DIY depression cure, when you're wiring up your own brains to the mains, they're going to be looking for all the electricity uses, aren't they? 253 plants. I'm pretty sure you're fucking, you know, your house is like flashing. Especially over the winter time, you're like the only house with no snow on the top. Not that we get any snow in England. Anyhow, they've been going through the wardrobe, through the house. That sounds like fun anyway. So at least they're, again, I like to see people using their loaves a little bit and trying. But they got caught, unfortunately. And that's probably off a tip off. Somebody's probably grassed you up there and gone, I don't like the fact that they're making all that money and fucking having to. I know there's a load of plants in there. I've only got 4 plants and I can't sell any of my weed, so I'm fucking going to dob them in because I can see that the house, the electricity's fucking going up and I know something's going on. Loads of people are going in that door and they're coming out the same people are coming out the next door because they're not as clever as I thought they were and they're fucking highlighting it to the whole road. Anyway, if you do know anybody who's got any weed, let me know. I'm only joking. I don't fucking smoke. It trips me out. I can't be in lockdown and doing that. My brain would, I really would start twitching the curtains. I'd be fucking losing my mind. Right, I think I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll be back again this time tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.